104.7, Andy and Mel. We're going to top out at 73 today. It is 43 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I just saved a bunch of money on my child support by switching to condoms.
So there is something we screwed up today.
What did we screw up?
We forgot to give out the vault combination.
We did.
I even teased it, and then I forgot to do it.
And I wrote it down.
Yep.
Nate was on the ball.
Nate was on the ball. We can't blame Nate.
Mm-mm.
So, basically, there will be no number for Wednesday this week. So, it'll only be two numbers.
Okay.
So.
Oops.
I did it again. I forgot to give out the number. So, yeah. Bummer. You know how much time we waste getting ready? Waiting in line or waiting for your significant other or sitting in traffic. You know how much time we waste?
Total? A lot.
Well, we waste an average of 7 minutes every time we go get coffee. Waste 21 minutes waiting for our significant other to get ready. 28 minutes getting through airport security, and that's on a good trip.
Yeah.
And we waste 34 minutes picking out a gift.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes picking out a gift does take time. Like, I don't know if that's a waste.
Okay, that's definitely coming from a female perspective.
I'm just saying. I put a lot of thought into gift giving.
But if you're putting a lot of thought into it, you should have a plan. You should know what you're getting before you go to the store.
I do, but I put a lot of thought into planning ahead of time, so that's probably
but then
part of
when
it.
You get to the store, it's like, I thought it would be cheaper. I'm going to try another place, see if they have it cheaper than this.
That could be.
And then I'm going to try, that was a little cheaper, but I wonder if it's on sale maybe somewhere else.
I have a feeling shopping around won't happen this much or that much this year with gas prices being as high as they are.
Yeah.
You're probably going to be like a one-stop destination.
See, and the thing is, I don't buy things on the internet a lot. What I do is price things on the internet.
Oh, you can definitely do that.
And then I'll go buy it from wherever it is the cheapest.
It's a good idea.
Especially if you're buying from a bigger chain. If you're not, then you're kind of forced to shop around.
Mm-hmm.
They don't always have prices or sale prices on stuff. But
and let the record hold, though. Sometimes it's not always the guy waiting for...
What's the record holding, by the way?
The lady... Huh? What's the record state, I should say.
Show. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that...
Hey.
I give up.
You're the one that goofed it up.
It is not always the guy waiting for the female to get ready. Not always.
Not?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'll agree with that. Because sometimes my wife is like... The time where I procrastinate the most, usually I don't, get in the morning, I'm gone before Crystal's even out of bed.
Right.
The time where it happens with us is when I'm getting up and on Sunday going to church, I sleep in until one of the kids comes in and wakes me up.
Right.
Or Crystal puts Rockley on my face and he wakes me up.
Wake up, Daddy!
Yeah. But I'm not in a hurry to go. I'm just not.
I know. I hear you.
And so.
So that's
I'll
why I
hop
said.
In the shower about, 10 o'clock. Church is at 10:45. And so sometimes I'm not 100% ready right at 10:30 when she wants to walk out the door. But the thing is, even if I was ready to go, there would still be more running back into the house she would have to do for something.
Always.
So there are definitely occasions, though, where she is in the car waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of times she left without me.
Sometimes my ADD gets the best of me in the mornings.
I'm just not in a hurry, especially on the weekend. I'm not in a hurry to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in a hurry
That's
all
the
week.
Worst.
I don't want to hurry on the weekend.
I agree.
I hate being in a hurry as it is.
I agree.
I really do. But more times than not, we're waiting on you guys.
I'm just stating the point that it's not always.
Not always. No, not always. But about 99% of the time,
mm-hmm.
we're waiting on you.
Not 99.
Okay, 98% of the time we're waiting on you.
No, come on.
Oh, what'd you forget now? Your sunglasses? Okay. I'm just going to go without. I don't care. Let's go.
I think it's like 80-20.
90-10 at the lowest end.
I don't know about that.
Unless you start getting ready at 6 a.m. for your 7 o'clock party, then you'll probably beat us to the door.
Right.
Yeah. Dirt is coming up in just a few. Hang on.
New music. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Moon River singer Andy Williams died on Tuesday at his home in Branson, Missouri. Us Weekly says that Robert Pattinson has moved back in with Kristen Stewart. And Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina, was involved in a car accident on Sunday night. No one was injured. Taylor Swift will reportedly play Joni Mitchell in an upcoming movie about Joni, Carole King, and Carly Simon. And Korean Gangnam Style superstar Psy is promising to perform the song shirtless if the song can reach number one on the Billboard charts. That's definitely possible. It's currently number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
All of the topical costumes you probably want to avoid this year. Okay. After Nicki Minaj and Starships, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 935, up to 73 today. It's 50 right now. Up at hot1047.com right now, you can check out a list of topical costumes to avoid this Halloween. One in particular that I... I don't know if you need to avoid it, but the tanorexic mom.
Oh,
Tanning mom.
The tanning mom?
Yeah. Well, and then they did it on SNL as the tanorexic mom.
That would be an interesting one to go as.
See, and the story is about, like, you know, ones to avoid, but I'm kind of like, why avoid them?
That one would be funny.
Ryan Lochte is another one they're saying to avoid. I'm going to say avoid it just because to do it, you have to wear a Speedo.
Well, if you can pull it off.
Mel would prefer to have some eye candy at the Halloween party.
You should go as Ryan Lochte if you can pull it off.
Katniss from The Hunger Games is another one.
Just so you know, I have to see that ahead of time so I can say yes or no.
Yeah, okay.
On the Ryan Lochte one.
Postpartum Snooki.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Snoop Lion. Not Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, boy.
I'm Honey Boo Boo Chat.
That might be funny.
Could be, but I don't know about that. According to a new study by Purdue University, if you aren't your mom's favorite, you're in luck.
What?
Because you don't have to take care of her when she gets old. Elderly mothers get stressed out, suffer depression, and have sleep problems. And if a child who was not their top choice is the one taking care of them, moms were better off having someone unrelated take care of them than a daughter or son who's not their favorite.
That's awful.
I know.
Excuse me? What?
I don't
understand. I do not have favorites with my children.
I know.
I love them equally.
And before I had kids, I would have believed that it was possible. And I think there's some people that do.
Maybe.
But...
both my children are amazing. Like, I don't think that I could possibly... pick one or the other. There's just no way.
They're amazing?
They're amazing. Yes. Of course they're amazing. They're my children. Duh.
Okay.
They are great, great kids. I'm not saying that they always, you know, listen when they're supposed to. Like, hey, go clean your room.
Well, yeah, no, I know. But I mean, like...
as far as, like, they're loving, they are wonderful children.
I love my kids. I don't know if I'd call them amazing.
What? You don't think your children are amazing?
I don't know. They do the stuff that kids do.
They're amazing to me.
To me, amazing would be if Jackie could walk on her hands.
Well, I'm not saying they have superpowers.
Or Rockley could, I don't know, walk without falling over at 10 months.
He's getting there.
Well, he's actually pretty close.
He was doing it the other day when I saw him.
No, amazing would be as if he could run a 4:44:40. That would be amazing.
Okay, but... I think you're taking the word out of context. Like, it's,
no, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're not.
I'm just being literal with it.
Well, okay, but I can still say that my children, to me, are amazing. And they are to me. They don't have to be superheroes and do superhero stuff.
I just don't think amazing is the right word to describe your children.
It is to me.
What's amazing?
What is amazing?
Mm-hmm.
How much I love them. How much they love me. They fill me full of joy every day. Even when they're being naughty, they still can, like, turn around and be like...
And that makes total and complete sense, but I don't think the word amazing fits.
Okay, it does to me, though.
I love how we can find something, just some little mundane detail, and just turn it into nothing.
That's
or
how
something.
We roll.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, heroes of the day. Mine involves a drunk driver and a squirrel.
Oh, I don't know what mine is.
You
yet.
Don't?
No, I didn't pick one yet.
I had mine at 6
know,
o'clock
like
this
at 6
morning.
O'clock, you're like, I call it. And I'm like, whatever. I'm still working on the
We have to
stuff.
Call them, because sometimes we'll end up both wanting to do the same one. Doesn't happen real often, but...
I'll find one. I've got a couple to pick from.
All right. Heroes of the Day up next. Hang on. Every town needs a hero. It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Back in May, two men in Tennessee were arrested after they trashed McDonald's for not putting enough tiny onions on their cheeseburgers. And now we've got another crime connected to McDonald's onions. I don't know what the deal is with people having onion issues. Anyway, on Sunday, 50-year-old Jamie John Leon of Oregon went to McDonald's and ordered a quarter pounder with no onions, but they gave him onions anyway. So he demanded a refund. Well, sort of. First he ate the burger, and then he demanded a refund.
Oh.
I hate those people. You can't eat it and then demand a refund. That just doesn't work that way. Anyway, the store told him they wouldn't give him his money back since, of course, he ate the entire burger. So he proceeded to throw his soda in the manager's face, break some glass, and smash a cash register. He was arrested for first-degree criminal mischief, second-degree disorderly conduct, and harassment.
That'll show him.
I like those little tiny onions on there.
Okay.
They're delicious.
On Saturday night in Fleming Island, Florida, a cop saw 23-year-old Warren Thomas Michael III swerving all over the road in his pickup truck, so he pulled him over. Michael gave him an excuse for his erratic driving. There was a squirrel in his shirt.
What?
Michael claimed a squirrel had gotten into his shirt and, quote, and was, quote, eating him.
Blah.
He was Zombie also clearly squirrel. Drunk, but believe it or not, that did not mean he was lying about the squirrel.
What?
As Michael talked, a small squirrel peeked out from under his shirt.
For real?
It's not clear how the squirrel got there. Michael took the squirrel out and promptly failed some roadside sobriety tests. His blood alcohol was 0.156. He was arrested for DUI. The squirrel was released into his girlfriend's custody.
Oh my goodness. He's a zombie squirrel.
I guess so. So apparently it was a pet if they released the squirrel to his girlfriend.
It must have been. So he's just giving him a ride.
Yeah. Down to the squirrel. The squirrel bar. Maybe he was giving the squirrel a ride home. Maybe the squirrel got drunk.
Maybe.
He needed a ride. Or they were both drunk at the bar. They were both drunk at the bar and the squirrel. Never mind.
What kind of drink do you think the squirrel drinks?
Something nutty.
I would think so.
Yeah. Almond?
Maybe.
Flavored vodka?
Yeah.
Is there such a thing?
I don't think so, but there's like an almond flavored liqueur.
Okay. Anyway, time for us to scoop. Ben's in next. Talk to you tomorrow. Hot 104.7.com.